Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Ever hear a tune or even just thought of one and all of a sudden you can't get rid of it? Pops into your thought process, interrupts your daydreams, causes you to stop spacing out. It's just always there. It wakes you up from that power nap at the office. You know. Well, our executive chef slash executive producer, Karen G, was complaining about this happening to her recently, and she mentioned the song that was stalking her, and of course, all of a sudden, she'd given it to me. I couldn't stop humming it in my head, and then even worse, I actually listened to the song, thinking that might help. Not. So, in what only seems fair, I'm now passing it along to you, in hopes it will leave me alone, and also in hopes that you will, well, enjoy it without having to call your shrink or your bartender or both. So here's Can't Get It Out of My Head by the Electric Light Orchestra, figuratively and literally, on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
Shoreline, dance.
Flynn and ELO with Can't Get It Out of My Head on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. It comes from their fourth album, El Dorado, and it became the band's first top 10 single here in the U.S., giving them some of their very first serious visibility with American fans. Lynn says it's the first song they ever recorded with an orchestra. Now, the song was written in response to Jeff Lynn's father, Phil, being critical of Jeff's songwriting. His father was an avid classical music lover and did not like his ELO songs, saying they got no tune. So to prove to his father that he could write a beautiful classical-influenced song, Jeff came up with Can't Get It Out of My Head. Now, they would go on to bigger heights with their next few offerings, and they do hold a rather dubious record of having the most Billboard Hot 100 Top 40 hits of any band in U.S. chart history without ever having a number one single. But the haunting melody and the lyrics of Can't Get It Out of My Head do stick with you, don't you think? And I'll bet you'll be humming this one for days, if not weeks. Well, you can thank Karen G for that one. That's tunes for now. Please share us with your friends on Facebook. And if there's a tune that's haunting you, try our iTunes link. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.